From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our program. We come to a very solemn portion of God's Word in our program today. It's Mark chapter 14, the verses 32 to 42. And it takes us to that dark hour in Gethsemane's garden. There is much for us to learn about the Savior's struggle with the powers of darkness on that night. So have your Bible ready at Mark chapter 14. In a moment, a hymn from Jack Halcombe. But before that, let me just remind you of our evening program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will have the final extract from the free sermon we have been giving away to interested listeners, a biblical answer to a blasphemous question. You recall that the message is centered upon a question asked in the wake of the murder of the two little girls in Soham, in England. Many have requested copies of this sermon. May the Lord be pleased to bless that message to all who hear it, and be sure to get your copy if you haven't yet contacted us. I will commence a new study in our program tonight. It's based upon 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, the verses 4 to 10. And the study is entitled, The Marks of Grace in a True Christian. Jack Halcombe's going to sing for us now a beautiful hymn, Take Your Burden to the Lord. Then we'll turn to Mark chapter 14, the verses 32 to 42. We'll turn now quickly to Mark chapter 14, and we'll read from the verse 32. And they came to a place which is called Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here, while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And he saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell to the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wist they, or knew they, what to answer him. And he cometh the third time, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest, it's enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, and let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. I want to speak on the Saviour's dark wrestlings in Gethsemane's garden. There is a mysteriousness about what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane which none have ever truly plumbed. But there is to be found in this passage some very plain truths which we should note. First of all, notice how the burden of the sins of his people weighed heavily upon the Saviour. Note the words in verse 34. And he saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. Who can tell just what this exceeding sorrow was? There's a little hymn we often sing, which has, as one of its verses, the following words, None of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, or how dark was the night the Lord passed through, ere he found the sheep that was lost. Who can see within the veil of our Saviour's sufferings here in the garden, or when they reached their climax on the cross? There are a number of reasons which caused the Saviour to particularly feel the burden of his people's sin. Chiefly, his sinlessness would have increased his grief and pain. Paul said, For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 21. The holy Lord Jesus hated sin. It was so contrary to his holy nature to have the accumulated sins of all his people placed upon him must have filled his holy soul with horror far beyond our imaginings. The beginning of that horror began to break upon the Lord Jesus as he drew near to the cross. On the cross, Christ was made a curse for us. Think of that. Accursed of God. A cursed thing. That is what Christ became for his people in order to save them. The dark shadow of the cross is falling upon our Saviour here in the garden. Note, it says, he fell on the ground. How heavy was that load of guilt which was fully laid upon him at the cross? How foolish of men to think that the bearing of their sins is a light thing. They scoff at the notion of the terror of God's judgment. see the Son of God laid low upon the ground in the garden, and learn the dreadful weight of guilt and sin. How may mere mortals hope to bear that guilt when the Son of God staggers under its weight? Secondly, what importance Christ placed upon prayer in a time of trouble. He prayed when he became exceeding sorrowful, and so ought we. Note that it twice says that he prayed, verse 35 and again in verse 39. And notice that it says, "And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words." Verse 39. Sometimes we must pray over the same matter a number of times. Do you remember Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist? The angel said to him, "Thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John." Luke chapter 1, verse 13. How often did Zacharias pray? His wife was long past childbearing age. It's likely that Zacharias had even stopped praying. But the prayer that he had often offered unto God had been heard, and the time for answering it had come. Keep praying, dear Christian. Keep praying. The answer will come. How weak were these disciples? It's little wonder that in a short time they would be failing the Lord and denying him. Their failure began in the place of prayer. They slept instead of prayed. They gave in to the desires of the flesh rather than meeting the duty of praying. How many are like them today? Is this not the reason for the abject failure that is stamped upon the work of God generally today? We fail in the place of prayer. Finally, I would like to touch upon just what it was that was going on in Gethsemane when the Saviour prayed as he did, but time forbids me. We'll come back to this next week in the will of the Lord. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock, and again next Monday morning at 10. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.